Hi, I'm Drew DePalma. I'm a PM on the SQL Data Warehouse and APS team. And I work on a couple of different scenarios, such as getting started, migration, and data loading. I'm here today to talk about getting started with SQL Data Warehouse and migrating from a number of different sources. But before we get too deep into that, I want to talk a little bit about what is SQL DW. So SQL DW is a fully elastic, managed data warehouse as a service offering. And that's a little bit of a mouthful. So we've built it on three pillars. The first is elasticity. With SQL DW, we've separated the compute and storage aspects of the system. So on the storage end, this means that we take advantage of Azure storage blobs. This allows users to effortlessly and limitlessly load data. On the compute side, we take advantage of the ability to spin up and down compute resources at a moment's notice to allow users to add and subtract compute to the instance very easily. This essentially means that you can scale your instance up or scale it down within a minute or so, and you can do so while persisting your storage. Now, this is one way that we're sort of fully cloud-borne. There are others as well. By building on top of SQL DB, we take advantage of a lot of the infrastructure that they've built up for their serviceability, their deployment, and for their manageability. And this gives us a lot more stability than you would normally see in a service that's just come out. In addition, we integrate with a large number of tools within Azure. This allows users to seamlessly do things like load data with ADF, to ingest streaming data with Azure Stream Insights, or to process their data with tools like Azure ML or Power BI. When you combine these two things, it makes for a very cost-effective system. It means that you use SQL DW when you want to use SQL DW, and you pay for what you use. You're allowed to scale up your instance and pause it when you're not using it. And because of the integration with the other tools in Azure, it allows you to create and tear down complex ecosystems around SQL DW at a moment's notice. So with all these tools, what types of workloads does SQL Data Warehouse run? We see a lot of different customers approaching SQL Data Warehouse, but there are a couple common threads along them. The first is that we see a lot of customers who are scaling beyond the limits of what current cloud relational offerings offer. We see customers with more than a terabyte, with tens of terabytes coming to SQL DW. And we also see customers who have a large amount of relational data that they're able to transparently leverage through Polybase, whether it's in Hadoop or Azure storage blobs. We also see smaller customers with very computationally intensive workloads. This is because while the MPP architecture of SQL Data Warehouse does well with big data, it also does well with smaller data sets that are very computationally intensive and have lots of demands on them. A good example of this is a retailer that we are working with. This retailer had a set of retail projections that they wanted to run every month, but it took them a couple of weeks to run them. By switching to SQL DW and going from SMP to MPP, they were able to take advantage of the parallelization of the system, and it drove their workloads down from weeks to a matter of minutes. We also see a lot of users with constantly changing workflows. This means if you have maybe a set of analysts who come in 9 to 5 every day and run a number of reports, or if you have an ETL process that runs in the morning or at night or on the weekends, you can scale up your instance when you need that power and when you need to service those customers, and you can scale it down when the instance would be remaining unused, and you save money all during that time. So we also wanted to see what some of our users look like who were approaching the service. So through some surveys that we took while we were getting started with SQL Data Warehouse, we found that most of the customers approaching SQL Data Warehouse already had experience with a relational deployment. We also saw that many of them had experience with Azure or Hadoop. Looking at the data sizes that they were coming in with, we saw users were typically coming in with more than a terabyte, but that many, many users were trying out the service with a couple hundred gigabytes or even less, just to get a feel for the workloads and how the service ran. So we looked at all of this data and came up with some guidance on migrating to SQL Data Warehouse. So when coming from SQL Server or another relational system, there are two key things to take into account. The first is migration. So this means migrating your database objects, migrating your code, and getting all that running with SQL Data Warehouse. The good news is that because we're built on SQL DB, a lot of this is very simple. And a lot of the SQL Server goodness that you know still works on SQL Data Warehouse. This means that common data types and T-SQL constructs are supported. It's easy to migrate most sizes of data. And a lot of the tools work, whether they're traditional Microsoft tools or Azure tools or third-party tools. It's very simple. Now, there are some aspects that we don't support. And this is a lot of newer or more OLTP-specific T-SQL. Now, we're working on a lot of these things right now, but while we work on them, we have a list of aspects that we don't support, and we also have guidance on how to fix those or work around them to work with SQL DW. And that's all in our migration documentation. So there's a link to that at the end of this presentation. We're also looking at expanding our options for development, integrating things like SSDT more and SQL Server Management Studios as well. The other aspect you want to take into account when you're migrating to SQL Data Warehouse is actually moving the data there. So there are a lot of different options for moving data to SQL Data Warehouse. There are traditional tools like BCP or SSIS, and there are more new tools like ADF or Polybase, as well as many others. So we suggest that you take a look at the amount of data you want to move and what your team is most familiar with when making a decision. If your team has a lot of SSIS packages, we suggest you use SSIS. If your team is looking for something lightweight and just wants to move a little bit of data to do a proof of concept or kick the tires, we suggest something like BCP. If your team maybe has tens of terabytes and wants to do a more intensive migration, then maybe something like disk shipping will be best suited for your needs. So, taking all this into account, we wanted a way for users to get started with SQL Data Warehouse simply and easily, whether it was migrating a little bit of their data or doing a full-scale migration. We came up with the Data Warehouse Migration Utility. So we've just recently released the Data Warehouse Migration Utility. It's available on our Getting Started documentations, and there's actually a link within this presentation as well. The Data Warehouse Migration Utility is something that'll easily get you started with Data Warehouse. It lets you check the compatibility of your database. It lets you see if you're distributing your data in an optimal fashion. It helps you migrate the structure and the code surrounding your database, and it helps you migrate the data itself. I'd like to take a few minutes to demo the migration utility and show you all what it can do. So, to get started, you'll want to download the Data Warehouse Migration Utility. Right now, you can find it within our Getting Started docs, but we'll also have download links within the portal and on MS Downloads. So you can click to download the tool and just open it. Now, after it installs, you'll have an icon right on your desktop that you can click to get started with the tool itself. The first thing it's going to do is ask you where you're going to be migrating from. So right now, we support two different options, SQL Server and Azure SQL Database, with a few more coming soon. Today, I'm going to select an Azure SQL Database. I've got one preloaded with some sample data that we'll look at. Now it's going to ask you for your credentials. And we have two authentications here, Standard and Windows. Windows isn't available for SQL DW now, but it will be soon. So now that I've entered the credentials of my instance, I can simply connect to it, and the tool is going to read in all the different databases that could be migrated to SQL Data Warehouse. I'm going to choose one, and then I'm actually going to look at the migration settings to make sure all the settings are correct. So we have a few interesting options here that you might want to take into account when migrating to SQL Data Warehouse. You can actually have the tool predict which column you'd like to distribute your data on. You can migrate security information, and that's logins, users, and all that. And you can automatically apply clustered column store indexes. And this will make your data slightly more compressed and run faster in many cases. So I'm going to choose these settings today, and I'll click Save. Now, the next thing I want to do is check the database compatibility. So I've selected my migration demo DB, and I want to generate a report. Essentially, this is scanning the database and looking for any incompatibilities that might be present between the database instance and what SQL Data Warehouse supports. I can open that right in Excel. And so looking at this, I can actually see that there are a few areas that are not supported. But this is okay because the tool actually handles this quite well. So there are two types of errors you may see. You'll see code errors and object errors. Code errors are errors that are present within the stored procedures or the code attached to the database. And we actually don't migrate those. So these are more for your notice, and so if you're migrating that later, you can understand and view those errors. There are also object errors. And these are things within the database, so within the schema or within the data types that are not supported. However, the tool actually deals with these fairly well. So taking a look at the second one, detect the existence of primary keys. This is something that SQL Data Warehouse doesn't support. But what the tool will actually do is remove the primary key from the schema and allow you to migrate the data anyway. This lets you migrate your data quickly and easily if you want to get started or look at it sort of like a proof of concept. If you're looking to do a more full migration, what you can do is take these errors and look at them in SQL Server Data Tools or SQL Server Management Studio and fix the underlying code in your database before migrating. So now that we've viewed this, we can go back to the tool itself. And what we're going to do now is we're going to start migrating. So we've clicked our database, and we will migrate selected. And what this is going to do is this is going to read in all of the tables in the database and look at things like size and row count. And you can organize the tables by any of those if you like. We also have options for distributing the data within SQL Data Warehouse. And there are two options here. The first is round robin. Round robin will evenly distribute your data for all the compute nodes to operate on. And it's very simple and easy. The other option is distributed. Now, distributed is typically more performant than round robin distributions, but you'll need to choose a distribution first. So let's look at how we would do that with our largest table, our product table. So we'll choose it to distributed. And because in our migration settings, we selected that we wanted the tool to guess which column to distribute on, it's done that. But we can also look at other applicable columns within the drop-down menu. Now, if we want to make sure that this is a good choice, we can check SKU detection. SKU detection looks at how well you've distributed your data and if there's any SKU or inequality in how you've distributed it. So here we can see that we did make a good choice, SKU percent zero. So we can keep moving on. Now we've selected the tables that we want to migrate. We could select a subset or all of them or just one of them. But when we figured out the ones that we want, it's time to start migrating the schema and migrating the data. So when you migrate the schema, what it does, the tool does, is it creates all the schema that you'll need. And this is actually editable code within the tool, so you can make changes on the fly if you'd like. And as you can see, the tool creates logins, it creates the schema, and we can actually save the script for later or copy it and move it to a different development tool. But what I'm going to do today is I'm going to run it. And so when you're looking to run this, you'll have to enter the credentials for your SQL Data Warehouse. So I'm going to do that now. Now that I've entered my credentials, I'll be able to run my schema T-SQL against my SQL Data Warehouse instance. So as we can see, now the script is applied successfully and our schema has been migrated to our data warehouse instance. So moving on, the only thing we've got to do now is migrate our data. We can go and click the Migrate Data button here right now and generate BCP packages that will migrate the data automatically. So, you know, the tool simply sets the import and export delimiter and the column delimiter. You can reset those if you want. And then we run migration. And what this is going to do is generate files straight to your desktop, in this case. And these files will allow you to BCP the data first out from your current database and then into SQL Data Warehouse. So now we can just click Generate to generate the BCP packages to move your data. And so it looks like the packages have generated successfully and they'll be right on our desktop. So as we can see here, there are now two packages for moving data into SQL DW. First, there's the export package. This is the one you'll run first, and it'll move data from your SQL Server or SQL DB instance directly to wherever you're running this tool from. And next is the import. And what this will do is this will take data from wherever it's been outputted to, and it'll move it directly into SQL DW. So that's essentially how the data warehouse migration utility works. It's easy, it's lightweight, and it's a great way to get started with a little bit of data on SQL DW. So now you've gotten a chance to see a little bit about SQL Data Warehouse, about the workloads we run, and about how to get started. What you can do next is go to the Azure portal or to azure.com and get started with SQL Data Warehouse. You could check out some of our sample data if you want something really easy, or you could get started with the migration utility and move some data of your own. You could also look at the migration documents that I've talked about before if you want a little bit more information on how to migrate your code or about how to optimize your workloads for SQL Data Warehouse. So thanks again for tuning in. It's been great sharing a little bit about SQL Data Warehouse with you. Bye.